You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we have a story from Uncuffed. It's our series at Solano State Prison in Vacaville. So with the help of our team, the men there sit down, talk to each other, record interviews, and then edit them into these short pieces that we play for you right here on KELW.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
So this story comes from Uncuffed producer Brian Thames, who's incarcerated at Solano.
Gary Midnight Peterson is a skinhead. He'll tell you that himself. But he's also a man who values family and friendships. I sat down to chat with Midnight about some of his lingering supremacist views and what it means to have one black friend in the world. Me.
Since I've met you, you mean you've gone out of our way to like make sure, hey, how's your day? What are you doing today? Are you cool today? You know what I mean? Just checking in kind of things. And you have become one of my sounding boards.
Aren't you a skinhead?
Yeah.
When did you become a skinhead and why?
Back when I was 14 years old, I was brought in by another gentleman.
Okay.
But, I was taught a bunch of different ways. One is to have pride in your own race. Another one is to have pride in your family. Another one is just to be angry at everybody.
I've gotten to know you. You're a really likable person. I like you a lot. I want to know why or how you're able to open up to me the way that you are, considering that you're a skinhead. I'm a black man.
I think a lot of that just has to attribute to when we first met. I came over and just was checking you out when you were, I remember exactly what you're doing. You're playing Scrabble with one of the other guys in the class. And I seen how literate you were. It just, I don't know, me and you just hit it off from ground zero.
And then we got on to other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that a stranger can find you so likable, but your family doesn't seem to like you as much?
Because you've been dealing with me for 48 years. Give it a minute. You'll dislike me too. No, I've burned a lot of bridges in my life. I mean, I burnt them hard.
What's your nickname?
Midnight. I always introduce myself by my nickname or by my name, and I'm a skinhead, whatever. And that kind of breaks the ice. You get to see people's reaction. Either they want to mess with you after that, or they hit the bricks and they're gone.
Did you have any black friends growing up or friends of color?
No. Honestly, no.
Was that a choice or just the circles that you were in? How did that?
That was the circles, my family, and just in Concord, there wasn't that many blacks.
Do you think that I'm different than other blacks in general or in particular?
Everybody's different, but I'm not going to necessarily, you're different from any other black. I mean, if you want to
talk. Then why don't you have more black friends?
Who says that I don't?
Do you?
No.
Are you ever concerned that our friendship could cause problems for you with white people?
I don't care.
That doesn't answer the question.
No.
It's
definitely not a concern of mine. I don't care what anybody thinks. If you haven't noticed, I really don't care what people think of what I do. I do cherish that. I can come to you at any given time, knock on your cell door and be like, Brian, and you take the time out of your day and be like, what's up? And you just sit there and listen to me. And then you either give me advice or you just let me talk. Yeah, that's something for me to cherish. And I don't even have that with a lot of people on the streets.
You said that you treasure, you know, our friendship. Did I interpret that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Am I one of the good ones?
Not going to say that either. No, you're just someone that I don't jive with a lot of people. I don't. I don't care to take the time to meet people. I'm cool just doing my own little thing in my cell, drawing and being there the best I can for my kids and my family. Everybody looks at me and they see the skinhead, they see the tattoos. And that's really standoffish to a lot of people. But if you take 2 seconds to like talk to someone, you might see something different.
Maybe, maybe not.
That's Brian Thames. He was interviewing Gary Peterson. Thames is a student in KLW's radio program at Solano State Prison. It's supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. And all content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed. They're at our website, klw.org/uncuffed. And while you're there, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Do it. You can listen to every single show whenever you want, wherever you want.